أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون صدق الله العظيم The surah is known as Surah An-Naba, although some have referred to it as Surah Amma. It was revealed to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Makki period, that was before the hijrah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some have stated that this surah was revealed after Surah Ma'arij to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where in that surah Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, Innahum yarawnaha ba'ida wa narahu qariba, that they have seen this Qiyamah to be very, very far, whilst we see it to be very close, very near. And as a result, the Quraysh of Makkah, on the basis of the ayat, other ayat and verses of the Quran that was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that they would make these halqas, they will get into circles around together, and one of the topics of the day would be about Qiyamah. Is this a reality? Or is this just false information that is coming from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Obviously by then, there were many, many sahaba that had accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and these sahaba had firm iman and yaqeen about the coming of Qiyamah, whilst the balance of the Quraysh, those who did not believe in it. However, they would discuss it. Their discussion was not based on any sincerity whatsoever. They were not sincere in the pursuit of their knowledge with regards to Qiyamah. It was, number one, mockingly, number two, expressions of doubt, and together with that, they were trying to create doubt in the hearts of the Muslims. This was their own circles that they would discuss this, and then when they would meet some who had accepted Iman and Islam, again mockingly they would make this, the day of Qiyamah, a topic of discussion, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds, and Allah says, عَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ, about what are they questioning each other? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked this question to arouse into us also this kind of enthusiasm to find out the environment in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given this da'wat. How harsh that environment was, how arrogant the Quraysh were, how they would mock Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the kind of doubt that they had lived with in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question, amma yatasa'alun, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself responds and he says, anin naba'il azim, they ask about the mighty, the great tide, the great event. The word Naba'un in Arabic refers to information, but just not ordinary information, information of importance. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word Naba and then Azim also to describe to us the greatness of the day of Qiyamah, that the information about Qiyamah in itself is of a large and a huge magnitude, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this question that he has asked himself, that everywhere they go, they are speaking about this Qiyamah, they are mocking at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are expressing their doubt with regards to the coming of Qiyamah. Alladhi hum fihi mukhtalifun, that information about which they themselves differ, that on the one hand, we had the believers, we had Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that they had brought Iman in Qiyamah, On the other hand, we had Quraysh, that they did not believe in it, and hence they deferred in this matter of Qiyamah and the truth. And the reality is that there is nothing to defer about. It is definitely going to come, most certainly going to come. Kalla Sayalamun, nay never, Sayalamun, they will soon come to know that death has to overtake each and every individual. Each and every person is going to go through the period after death, and so man will come to know about this entire concept of life after death. No matter who the Quraysh may be, no matter who the individual may be, no matter how much he may mock, and no matter how much he may cast doubts with regards to it, definitely he will come to know. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates this, ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ, again, nay, never, they will certainly come to know about it. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negates this speech, that this is not something, Qiyamah is not something about which a person can discuss and gain knowledge about. Qiyamah is something that a person has to bring iman about in, and Qiyamah is something that a person has to bring yaqeen about. The knowledge of it, man cannot make us aware of it, man cannot avail this knowledge to us. This knowledge has come from beyond insan. It has come from Allah Bari Ta'ala himself. It has come to none other than our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is enshrined in the Quran, ayat after ayat, surah after surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us about it. So no matter how much you Quraysh, you sit and you discuss it, kalla, you will never ever be able to come to a conclusion, because number one, you are doing it with a great degree of insincerity, you are doing it mockingly, you are doing it casting doubts in the hearts of others. So hence, you will never be able to understand Qiyamah till after you have left this world, if you have never brought iman. And this is this message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us, that each one of us need to, we have the iman, we need to bring the yaqeen about Qiyamah, we need to work towards Qiyamah, we need to understand and realize that we are all going to stand in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When that realization comes, then obviously our amal also will follow suit. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.